Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and this is where we create world-class engineering teams. Our subject today is reluctant delegation. In my upcoming book, The Tech Executive Operating System, which is coming out in April, I talk quite a bit about managing your time as an executive in order to make time for what's truly important. And that's leading. What ends up being the case too often is that we become slaves of our calendar. Rather than have the calendar serve us as a tool, we serve it. It tells you where to go and when, and you have to be rushing from meeting room to meeting room, or from Zoom to Zoom, back to back, so tightly scheduled that you don't have time to take a bio break, not to mention think. And we know that one key of enabling you to get more time is to delegate, right? You should not be doing everything possible. Even if you know how to do something better than most of your team, that does not mean that you should be the one doing it. So, reluctant delegation for me talks about the fact that I see people again and again. Just today, I had two calls with people having this specific issue. I talk to them about what they're doing because, you know, I ask them, how are things going? And they say, busy, right? I bet you say busy by default all the time, right? And I say busy is easy. You're not making your brain think. You're just doing the rote work you know how to do. So it might not be fun, but it is the easy way for you to handle things. Rather than find how you can delegate stuff, you just do it yourself. If something has to be done right, I have to do it myself, is not the way to go. It is, I guarantee you, a great way to end up with a bunch of people who are not empowered and realize way too late that the group you have around you is either now become reluctant and uninterested in what's going on because you've been taking everything from them, making them only focus on small parts of the business and specifically their work, or the really good people have moved on because they are not likely to enjoy that kind of world. So if you find that you're reluctant when it comes to delegating all sorts of stuff, I don't know, creating the interview questions for your new kind of role that you're hiring, having some bureaucratic work that relates to a certification or regulation that you have to go through, researching a few possible suppliers and their prices. Whatever it may be, I bet you have a really good reason in your head, right? You're probably thinking to yourself, no, I can't have any one of my people do that. Just coaching them to do it would take longer than doing it myself, or they would not be really happy about doing that. And you know what? That's precisely the issue. You've hit the nail on the head because you cannot allow yourself to make up these kinds of excuses for yourself. You keep on justifying for yourself why you're not making that effort in coaching them, mentoring them, pushing them to become more and more autonomous, able to do things on their own. And if you keep this coddling, if you keep protecting them from the outside world, they will never know how to do these kinds of things. And you are not likely to just magically hire someone who is capable of doing that. And so I have a single message for you from this episode, and that's you have to keep in mind that busy is easy. If you find yourself saying, you know, busy, busy, busy every morning when someone asks you how you're doing, I'm hoping to just have planted a small trigger in your head to help you realize that you're doing something wrong. You need to be focusing your efforts on making time for leadership. In the Tech Executive Operating System, I cover the fact that you should be having regular leadership blocks. Those are thinking times where you sit down by yourself and actually think about what you're going to be doing. You take stock of what has been going on and do some tuning and refinement to your plans. Just take the time to think about new ways of doing things. Consider ask yourself, am I happy? All of those, frankly, are way more important than whatever specific little task you probably have on your plate right now when it comes to the long term. And so in order to fortify a team that's capable of doing stuff around you, helping you, becoming more autonomous by themselves, and so maintaining the growth of your team as the team grows, as you gain more responsibility, as you have more plates spinning that you have to keep in mind, you have to stop this habit of just defaulting to being busy. Stop the habit of seeing an opportunity to delegate and being reluctant to do so. Every time you're doing this, you're making a bad trade-off, because it might be easier this week, but you're hurting the you of next week, and the week after that, and the week after that. Stop it with the reluctant delegation. Make time for yourself to be leading, and not just being led by your calendar. Make time to think. That's what we do. And if you're just going from meeting to meeting, I bet you're not thinking as much as you should be. Sorry, but that's just the case. So, again, busy is easy. Stop it with the reluctant delegation, and if you need help with that, I'll be having some webinars in the upcoming weeks about these kinds of topics from my book, but I also recommend that you check the show notes. There's a link to an old episode that's called The Calendar Reset, where I supply you with a bunch of ideas for freeing up time in your calendar. And I promise you, some of those ideas are ideas you haven't thought of and that can work. I've yet to try it with a client and not get some time. For some, it could be whole days. For some, it's just 2-3 hours a week. But that's a great start. So give it a go. That's it for this week. As always, I thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, I recommend that you subscribe to my newsletter. It has a bunch of these kinds of insights in there that I don't share exclusively anywhere else. For example, the idea for this week's episode was prompted by one of the insights from the newsletter a week or two ago, which talked not exactly about this, but related to a similar issue. So check it out. And again, thank you for joining me. Talk soon.